The next case was a 50-year-old woman with metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lung and an EGFR L858R mutation. The patient responded to erlotinib but experienced severe dermatologic toxicity, and the question was the option to switch the patient to osimertinib, which was recently approved in the first-line setting for patients with EGFR exon 19 and 21 mutated metastatic non-small cell lung cancer based on the landmark FLAURA trial. Dr. Shaw responded.
I absolutely would switch them. I have switched them for this exact reason, where they have dermatologic issues that even after, you know, we've tried dose reduction and other conservative measures, really does not respond. I have no problem switching them to osimertinib. Osimertinib, as everyone knows, is now approved for the first-line use in patients with EGFR mutation. And even without we wouldn't expect this patient to have T790M mutation. She has not become resistant to the first-generation drug, and she does not need the T790M to start on osimertinib.
Jeff, I don't know whether you see cases like this, but any thoughts about the patient who's struggling on erlotinib or the first generation agents?
I've definitely switched them. I mean, I've switched patients from afatinib to erlotinib. We do this, right? These drugs are relatively similar. They're not going to tolerate osimertinib magically. I mean, it has some side effects, so they may also have some side effects, but we better tolerate it. What we want to do is keep the drug on, not have interruptions. Interruptions breed resistance. Keep the drug going and don't have any interruptions to therapy. Osi's more likely to give you that.
We've also heard questions, Jeff, from oncologists in practice about patients who are responding but don't have any symptoms.
Would you switch a patient like that? Only if there's toxicity or there's resistance.
So with those, you keep the old algorithm, T790 testing at relapse, old being 2 years ago, incidentally, but you would continue down that algorithm.
Yeah, it could last them a long time. Don't want to burn through a bridge. It is true, T790M testing is only a relevant question at resistance. If they have resistance and they don't have T790M, osimertinib is not the drug for them. But up until then, it's okay to try switching.
Quick question from the audience, Jeff. What is the agent of choice for leptomeningeal disease with exon 19 mutation?
I think Osi is the best, most potent drug for the brain, and including for leptomeningeal disease. I'm not sure you need 160. I will often start with 80 instead of struggling with insurance to get 160 reimbursed. But if 80 is not working, I will try 160 to optimize the chance of effect.